The Ascendance of Internet Television. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Many more of us are watching our favorite shows online compared to just a year ago.
All right, Stewie, your dad's going to help you learn how to be a man. Real men have a couple of beers and then project their inadequacies on their kids.
Okay.
What's that? You think you're better than me?
What?
Survey by the Nonprofit Conference Board released today shows that nearly a quarter of U.S. households in the U.S. now watch television programs like Family Guy on Hulu.com and other sites. That's up from 20% who watched TV shows on their computers last year. Viewership of one service, which offers shows from NBC, ABC, and Fox, nearly quadrupled from last year, according to the Conference Board's Lynn Franco.
We've seen a tremendous rise in Hulu, which has almost quadrupled in the course of a year. And then also there's YouTube. So they're going to a variety of different sites to download or to view.
Are we just at the beginning of a time of massive change that we'll see lots of services and players come and go? Or are we seeing sort of the permanent rise of Hulu and YouTube as the places where we'll get our online TV in the future?
I think we're sort of at the tip of the iceberg for both. You know, the real driver here is convenience, portability, and on-demand. So whichever way consumers can sort of pick and choose and take the shows with them or view it, you know, at their own convenience are really, you know, sort of the popular sites and, you know, gaining in popularity as well, because we have seen a bit of a decline in sort of traditional viewing.
So we know that lots and lots of folks are watching television programming online. Do we know anything about how much of their TV diet is online compared to watching it on a box in their living room?
Now, we do know that, you know, for about 20% or so, they say that their traditional TV viewing has declined. I think the traditional way is still the main way, but we are beginning to see inroads by, you know, via the internet.
So what are the implications for the industry of this move to online television?
Well, I think we're seeing that they're, you know, facing a tremendous competition because even though traditional TV viewing offers on-demand as well, the one key that it doesn't issue at this time is portability. And so I think that's why we're just sort of at the tip of the iceberg.
So the industry will have to, I would imagine, keep trying to find new business models that will sustain it in these times of massive change of how consumers are consuming content.
Absolutely. I think, you know, this really poses a challenge as well as an opportunity. And so we're just sort of beginning to see this evolve. And I think as we sort of, you know, go down the generations, we're going to see that, you know, the issue of portability is really going to become, you know, one of the top issues driving viewership.
Lynn Franco with the Conference Board, a nonprofit business research group. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.